At a cost of $47,000 to the taxpayer, the Pentagon has now bought and burned all of the book's first edition, a personal memoir by a decorated U.S. Army Reserve officer, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who ran the Pentagon's intelligence secret black operations team in 2003 in Afghanistan. The book is called Operation Dark Heart and reveals U.S. government secrets like an intelligence operation called Able Danger in Afghanistan, in which Schaefer says the United States knew 1 year before the September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington, the identity of the alleged ringleader of the 19 men responsible for 9/11, Mohammed Atta. In an interview with Press TV, Schaefer says he informed the 9/11 Commission about Atta, but it never appeared in the final report of the commission. He says much of what he writes in his book Operation Dark Heart about secret U.S. operations in Afghanistan was already known publicly, and that he cleared it first with the U.S. Army. But he adds the Pentagon decided to seize and burn the uncensored version of his book because the Defense Intelligence Agency, the military intelligence arm of the Pentagon, objected.
It underscores the very premise of my book. We have too much bureaucracy, not enough accountability, and people within the government itself don't always know what's going on. And the fact that we had to go through this with such drama, it was their choice to do. I actually recommended that we do it quieter without all the drama, and they chose not to do it that way.
Schaefer says the Pentagon's claims there were national security breaches in his book are simply not true. He says he just talks in the book about bureaucratic bungling that hampered U.S. efforts, intelligence operations against the Taliban.
Based on the fact that my book connects dots, I say it does it very well without revealing any secrets, better than the WikiLeaks thing. I think people are uncomfortable by the fact that we announced in the book that we had the Taliban resurgence within the context of creating an insurgency was known to us in 2003. And most importantly, we knew factually the ISI was not on our side. Again, these are all things that have been talked about.
Critics say the Pentagon's attempt to ban the book has backfired now that an online uncensored version has made its way to journalists and editors. The Obama administration says it should not see the light of day, even though now it's too late. A censored edition of the book has been released and is being distributed to bookstores all over the country like this one. And the public is snapping up copies as quickly as they come into the stores, meaning the Pentagon's attempt to ban the book has failed miserably. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.